K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, here on this Friday edition. Well, I'm recording this Transfer Portal update on Friday, December 19th, 2025. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Offhand, off script, boy, people, some people think they're all that. Boy, woo! I tell you what, boy, and man, if this, I better behave. Let's say that. But anyways, getting back on track here, on the rails, on the railroad tracks, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is football. This is probably going to be the last time I talk here on this Friday, because I cannot talk, because I have been dealing with this idiotic cold, whatever you want to call it. It's probably too much information. Too cold sores. Yeah. So I'm talking like I'm 10. I'm sorry. But again, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. I better stop saying that. All things K-State sports, football, basketball, track and field coming up next month, tennis, golf, rowing, volleyball. I'm missing something. I know I'm missing soccer and everywhere else here on the show. I'm going to get straight on into it before it gets even worse. Yeah, Transfer Portal. Say that because got the notification about an hour ago or an hour and a half ago. CBS Sports reported Toby Omensami hit the Transfer Portal, folks. So after, and this is probably, I don't know, again, it depends on how this is going to work, right? How Colin Klein, the new head coach of K-State, is going to approach this roster, right? The defensive line, whether it's going to be high school, the young guys, or would it be the transfer portal itself, whatnot. But this is a huge hit for a defensive line that was coming together, I thought. Omensami in his sophomore season, unfortunately, got hurt a little bit there as well, and he did. Should I dare read this? Where my voice is at right now? It's irritating, very irritating. I don't know where did some of these little I don't know how you would call them. What's it? Mini hills came from. But trying to dance around talking too much and what's going on here. But yeah, Tommy Omensami wrote on. Let me see if I can see here real quick. yeah, I can't actually. Let me see if I can read this real quick here. Toby Omensami went on Twitter, or X, wherever you want to call it nowadays, saying, quote, "I want to thank God for blessing me with the opportunity to play the game I love and for guiding me through every step of this journey. I am extremely grateful for my time here at Kansas State and for the coaches who believed in me, the teammates who became brothers, and everyone who supported me on and off the field. The lessons, relationships, and experiences I've gained will always be a part of me. After countless amounts of prayer and reflection and conversations with my family and coaches, I've decided to enter the transfer portal. Thank you to everyone who has been a part of my journey so far," end quote. Damn, look at that, boy. He just read that? Yeah, I did. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Eddie Greer here on this Portal Central edition of this podcast, which will probably come out tomorrow evening, potentially. Yeah, tomorrow evening on my end shift at work. Yes, folks. I'm trying to get used to this, which has been super busy. My new, well, for the last several weeks now, my new work schedule there as well. So I'm trying to get used to that and all that other stuff like that. But Toby Omensami, folks, defensive end. Hitting the transfer portal yet again. Hitting the transfer portal. Another player hit the transfer portal. If you've been with us on the podcast, if you have subscribed to Triple P, or you should have known, Jace Brown also hit the transfer portal as well. One of the big offensive productionists for K State over the past couple of years, and now we're probably going to take a time out here. For a second, yes, we will. We'll take a time out here. We'll be back after this here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State Nation, what's going on? Toby Obenzami, what's going on? Toby Obenzami, the latest K-State football player to hit the transfer portal. Eddie Greer here for the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports here. I'm recording this transfer portal episode, Portal Central, on December 19th, Friday. It is the weekend here in Kansas City, Missouri. Eddie Greer trying to not talk too talented much due to all, I know, I'm sorry, too many cold sores. I don't know where I'm even coming from. Now, I'm trying to work around them. I don't like it, but I'm trying to work around it. This is probably the last recording of the day here. I'm letting my voice trying to heal a little bit here. But another huge loss here. This time, coming on the defensive side of the ball there with Toby Omensami there as well. 6'3", 250 pounds. Finished the season. 20 tackles. Got home four times. Well, in this case here, four sacks. That's a term for getting home to the quarterback for those who don't know that. K-State career. 47 total pressures. 12.5 tackles for a loss. 8.5 sacks there as well. So he had 4.5 sacks last year as well. He was rated 4-star prospect by 24/7. Omensami was the second player in the state of Kansas, 18th linebacker nationally in the 2022 class. Man, I thought he had two more seasons left. Well, apparently he has one more season left of eligibility. So he's going to use that somewhere else. Speak to me, that have you heard that before? Anaya Clinton on the volleyball side hit a transfer portal a couple weeks ago on the women's volleyball side. Jace Brown has one more year eligibility. There are lots of some talks about him going NFL. I don't think he's ready for that yet. In my humble opinion, and neither is Omensami, because Omensami finished this year on an injury list. So he needs another year of seasoning, but he won't get it here at K-State, unfortunately. He's going to have to look for it somewhere else. And for this D-line, didn't I just say something about D-line early this week? I think I have, but again, all these podcasts I've done are like mashed potatoes now. They're all stirred together. I thought the defensive line was really, really coming together. Again, I mentioned Obi Izar. I don't think I even mentioned Toby Obenzami. Maybe I did, maybe I did not. I'm not sure, but maybe I did actually, because he, Malcolm Alcor Crowder, Obi Izar, yeah. I didn't even mention Ryan Davis either. Excuse me, for that matter. So yeah, this is that's going to be a huge depth piece miss there as well. So now you got to go back in the transfer portal and see if you can get a DN or raise up some of the young guys as well. But yeah, man, this is a big loss right here. I thought Omensami started out, I thought this year, like a house of fire. And then with a couple early season sacks, I know Iowa State had one. No, Iowa State, he had two. Half of his sacks came against Iowa State in the season opener. Yeah, he had two and a half sacks. They're wrecking the Iowa State offensive line there as well. And then he had a couple more in game two or game three of the season. And then he kind of, well, he was consistent until he got hurt. And we didn't even know he got hurt until like after one of them games. I can't remember exactly what it was. But, yeah, it's a shame that now you can't have him around for Colin Klein's first season at the helm at K-State. So that's unfortunate there for us as well. So the latest K-State, as we go to K-State Portal Central, here we are again, back in it. And this won't come out until tomorrow night. So you're going to hear me like squish and squash. this is what it sounds like. I'm sorry. I got to apologize to y'all. I'll be back. I'll get through it. We'll get through this and we'll be back to, I'm 100%, but voice is like 85-90%, but we're rocking and rolling here on this podcast once again. So there's that. So yeah, that's a big depth piece, because he started and then was coming off the bench at the same time. So this is takes the D line kind of takes a hit. You're already gonna lose what Ilialo. Oh my goodness, and I cannot think of the other person's name right top of my head. Damn it. but the other D tackle that I was going to mention. But yeah, I know Ilialo's graduating. I don't have that chart pull up right now. I'm not going to do that right now. I won't do that right now. But yeah, so this was on Friday, December 19th, literally an hour and a half ago. Here I have to get ready to get right back out in this cold weather. That Toby Omotami, DN, he started out as a linebacker, but transforming to DN, will not be at K-State for his last eligibility of college there. He's going to put his name in the transfer portal. So yeah, there's that. So that's his second episode. So again, we're going to try to keep track of all this here as we close out 2025 and into 2026, all the moves of the football. Hey, everything's quiet right now for the exception of basketball resuming tomorrow for the K-State men's and women's basketball team for that matter. We are listening to this. The women's game, everything should be done. Because you got the men's play at 11 in the morning, and then you get the ladies play in late afternoon. So when this comes out, both games should be wrapped up in a bowl on Saturday, the 20th of December. So yeah, we're putting that in existence here. Speaking of internet existence here as well. So, but yeah, so there's that. So we'll have every move, every coaching move. We'll do our best. Every coaching move, every portal move made in roster last year as we, I know we're like yards away from the 2026 football campaign, but moves have been made already and we're not even out of the year yet. So there you go on that. Toby Omotami, the latest K-State football player to hit the transfer portal, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're just record K-State content. Again, we're on What's Up iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Google, Audio Boom, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. If you have not already before the year's out, please, this is an everyday K-State podcast. Make sure you're tapped into this podcast. And all the way to do that, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, hit the alarm bell every time we update your content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about that. And of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast, whether that's a current student, a senior, a grad student, even tell why do I keep forgetting the commissioner's name of the Big 12? Brett Yarmak, yes, about this podcast as well. And of course, I am hoping, really hoping to get Alex on before 2025, the calendar year ends, to solely get his thoughts on the football season. I know I haven't had him on. Things got wild. And you could say, along with trying to deal with people's silliness, whatever you want to call it. I better say that for the ET3 finale pod. The fall finale pod. But other than that, yeah, trying to rebuild. Well, that's a better way to put it. Trying to rebuild a little bit here. And I'm hoping to have Alex on. Probably not going to be on Monday. It has to be either Monday or Tuesday. Might be Tuesday. I might have to do a trial run. And I'll explain more on that as we get closer to the end of the year as well. But speaking of rebuilding, K-State rebuilding their coaching staff, and more than likely, like everybody else, rebuild their respective roster for the upcoming 2026 season. I know, which is what, 8 months away, something like that, but we're getting started now here in the podcast, and Toby Omotami, the latest K-State football player, hit the transfer portal. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.